All right, it's finally time for Jan. Is Jan Brady America's most memorable middle child of the beloved TV sitcom The Brady Bunch? E. Plum has been an enduring icon of American pop culture for over 60 years. Now an engaging, intimate memoir called Happiness Included, Eve shares the behind-the-scenes story of her colorful and impressively versatile Hollywood career and recollections of her off-camera life along the way, complete with many photos from her private archives. And to talk about the book is Eve Plum. Eve, welcome back to our show and congrats on the new book.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
The Brady Bunch occupied, by the way, this exact time slot on this Friday that we are speaking in. But did you ever think you would honestly still be talking about this iconic series when you were doing it, you know, over 50 years later?
No, because at the time when a TV series went off the air, that was it. Everybody forgot about it. It wasn't, nobody had cable, there was no such a thing, and so reruns weren't even a thing, you know, occasionally shows would be rerun, but that was about it, so there's no reason to expect it to have lived as long.
And they announced over the last couple of days that the Friends cast still makes $20 million a year from royalties, very similar to the Brady Bunch.
Oh man, I can't even.
That's wild. I know it's wild.
Come on now. I got a residual in the mail. The Screen Actors Guild sent it the amount. I got one for $5.92 yesterday. So
good for you. Good for you. I love it. You know, I started
buy a cup of coffee.
Exactly. I started saying Jan, but you in the book, you noted that you really weren't fond of Marsha. It was like a taunt. It was like a tease almost, right?
Yeah, it was. And it happened way after the show went off the air. It was Melanie Hustle on Saturday Night Live that did it. So before that wasn't even a thing. So it was because of Saturday Night Live that became a thing.
And many stars from these older TV shows, past TV shows, they distance themselves. And I know there's been, you know, questions because maybe you didn't do one reunion or whatever that you didn't embrace. But you've always embraced the series, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Yes, I did, because it's always been a positive thing in people's lives, and people are very love it. So, of course, yeah.
You were 10, I believe, when you filmed the pilot, and 11 when the series began, but it was not your first TV role. You were already acting at the age of 7.
And, yeah. I went out on a commercial audition and got the job and just kept working, kept getting commercial auditions, and then lots of TV shows, a couple of pilots. So I was booking everything.
Yeah, I was looking at The Virginian, The Big Valley, Lassie, It Takes a Thief, Family Affair, Gunsmoke. Yeah. Here's Lucy.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, that must have been surreal.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I think by that point I was just used to, I'm working with Lucy Ball. I'm working with, you know, all these famous people every day. This is what happens. This is my life. But, of course, she's amazing, an amazing business person, and she just helped to define an industry. So it was great to be able to be on the show.
How did the audition for the Brady Brood, as it was originally called, how did that come along for you? Did producers, you know you from these other series?
Initially, I was at a cattle call where they were, like, all sorts of children there, and I didn't make the first cut. And then they called me in to meet with Sherwood and the director, John Rich, and they were like, yeah, all of a sudden I was it. So it was surprising.
Well, and at the time the show originally aired, the show wasn't considered really relevant. It was saccharine. Reviews weren't stellar. In a time where, you know, there was a political divide, much as there is today. You were competing really with more topical shows like All in the Family, Mary Tyler Moore. And it might not have been critical to what was going on in the world at the time, but it almost seemed like it was a great escape from all of it.
I guess I think that's how it's seen now. But at the time, it was like, oh, there's that, you know, saccharine kids show. The Mod Squad was also shooting on the Paramount lot. Possibly Star Trek. I don't know what the overlap would be, but I know that their stage was way far away from ours. It was over in the corner. But so there were a lot of interesting TV going on, and just we were just, like you say, considered saccharine and not relevant. You know, as if everything has to be a lesson and relevant.
But considering that the Bradys had six children, you know, dad's an architect, apparently have enough money to employ a live-in maid, and this is the pop culture aspect of this, take expensive vacations. I don't believe Carol worked, but and the boys shared a room and three girls shared a room. So for some reason, we couldn't figure that out, to everyone to have their own room.
There'd be a lot of bedrooms, and it makes it a lot more interesting if you have us all smashed together.
That's true. That's very, very true. You know, most people who know the show can, you know the episodes inside and out and can recite just about every line. You know, talk a little bit about, like, what you guys did to pass the time when you were in between scenes on the lot.
A lot of times we had to go to school. The child labor laws mean that you have to have 3 hours of school a day when school's in session, with 1 hour for recreation, which was lunch. But that took a big bite out of an 8 hour day that we could work. So we would shoot in the summer a lot, and our on-set teacher would keep us with art projects and things. And, you know, our moms were always around. So we didn't have a lot of downtime. But when we did, we were, you know, drawing and painting and doing whatever. Needle pointing came along. Hmm. Yeah, we did a lot of needle pointing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you were so young, I mean, really, when the series aired. Do you remember a lot shooting those episodes?
I remember some parts of shooting them. I don't have one of those amazing memories. I don't know what it's called.
Recall?
I don't even know that. I don't even remember that. I didactic or something. I don't know. Using the wrong word.
No.
So It's all very pleasant and fun, and maybe if I watch an episode, I'll remember what I was wearing. But it doesn't replay in my mind every day, so, yeah.
But you were part of an era. I mean, you know, if you grew up with the show, you need just to see a few scenes or the first acting. I know exactly what episode it is, but we just don't have that communal viewing anymore. I mean, you had tens of millions, whether it was ranked high or not at that time, watching every week. And then 50 plus years of reruns. I mean, it's so fragmented right now. I mean, we're lucky to have that era, I think, in our lives of television, where we all talked about the same show, watched the same show, and had a good conversation about it. Now you go out to dinner with friends and so forth, and people will bring up four or five shows that they're watching, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Right. Well, yeah, that same other thing is that then a great show comes along and they only do six episodes per season.
Right.
And then it's a year before the next season.
Right.
And they get another six. And so I have found with some series that I have forgotten so much between seasons that I'm sort of lost, and now it's too different, and so I might turn away.
There were so many great friendships you made on this show, too, that have really lasted a lifetime, right?
Definitely, yeah. I'm still friends with Florence Henderson's daughter, Barbara.
Oh, that's nice.
We're good friends. And Chris Knight and his wife and my husband and I, we all get together on Zoom and have some wine a couple times a month.
I love it. I love it. But you were the youngest of three growing up in your family.
Yeah, yeah. And my brother and sister were already in high school, and so they were up and out of the house pretty quickly. So it just ended up being me and my mom and dad. And so when all this work came along, it was great for my mom and me to be able to figure out how to do this. And my dad was in the music industry. So I sort of had the two of them to myself.
That's cool. But I will also say, I always felt like your character dealt with issues kids, you know, still deal with today, whether it was bullying or trying to find yourself for something. Like, I feel like you got those juicier stories, and your character really championed that.
true. And they did that, I think, maybe because I had already done so many TV shows, you know, crying and getting kidnapped and my dog running away.
Right. You also write in the book that, you know, trying to have a normal childhood through all this, that the only slumber party you really ever were at was on the Brady Bunch.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't enough in a regular school to have made a group of friends. There weren't many kids on the block. So, I never had that slumber party thing.
And you, again, great relationships on the show. I was watching an old interview with Ann B. Davis, who played, you know, Alice from, like, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, because I'm just a big dork. And she said when she was on the show that she owned 3 different Porsches. And that just surprised me and totally blurred the lines for me. She sounded like just completely out of character off screen.
Right. I didn't know that.
Really?
No. Why would I? Yeah. I mean, she's an adult and not, you know, we weren't, you know, there wasn't a lot of off stage time with her. And I was a kid. I wasn't aware of cars and things. But
right.
That's interesting. That's quite an interesting car for her to have. I love it.
Right. We're talking to Eve Plum. Her new book is Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. And there's more with Eve next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer, 720 WGN, and we're talking to Eve Plum. Her new book is Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. So tell me a little bit, like, how'd you come up with the book title?
Well, when Ken and I started the company Plum Goods, the tagline goes, Plum Goods, Happiness Included.
Right.
And so we also started a line of coffees called Happiness Included Coffee. And it just seemed like the next logical step for that phrase, to sort of give an overarching feeling about the book and what I meant about the book. And then I had to put Jan Brady in the tagline so people would know who I am.
Yeah, right. I know. You have to do that.
I wanted to do My Life in the Jan Lane, but nobody got the joke.
Nobody got it. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But you do, too. I think folks are going to absolutely, I love this book. I mean, just growing up watching the show and so forth, and the pictures that you have, because they're your pictures from your collection, too. But even way after the Brady Bunch happened, I mean, you appeared in every Brady iteration except the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, which was a very, very, very smart move on your part, because it's still very tough to watch.
So, yeah, I was fortunate enough to do Dawn Portrait of a Teenage Runaway right when I turned 18, which set me up for more adult roles, and I did lots of wonderful TV movies with, you know, Little Women and on and on. And it's just, I've just been very fortunate to keep working.
You were Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Wonder Woman, One Day at a Time, Facts of Life, right. Murder, She Wrote, Lois and Clark, All My Children. Yeah. I mean, you kept going.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But you also talk about in the book that when you finally went to high school, the show was off the air, you got to live a fairly normal existence. Because we always hear about the stories about kids that went into another direction when they were child stars and so forth. But, you know, you went to school, had good relationships, you had great parents, a cheerleader, you were homecoming queen. So, I mean, you kind of championed those teen years for yourself.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to have that experience and be in a small school where, you know, I wasn't so singled out as different, and I wasn't lost in the sauce. So it was a fun time.
But after all these years, as I said, you had such a solid upbringing, which you talk about in the book. Your mom was on set with you every day. Your dad managed your money and invested it well. And that is, again, rare for an early child actor.
That absolutely, yeah. Yes, my dad was really great with my money and kept it all and invested it well. And so that's why I've been able to, you know, live my life as I do.
Yeah, yeah. You had a house early on. I think I remember reading this, too, that you had a house early on that you invested in a long time ago and sold it for big money. So that's a great thing. And then speaking of investments, you were part of that Brady Bunch renovation series, and now there's the house in a residential neighborhood. It's opening to the public to a degree, almost like a museum. And yeah, I just love that this show still has such a great following, Eve.
Yes, it's great. It's really nice.
Well, Eve Plum, her new book is Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. And by the way, she's going to be at Barbara's Bookstore at Macy's in Chicago on Friday, May 8th, and on Saturday, May 9th in Chicago at Barbara's Bookstore in Lombard as well, and then at Yorktown Center. Very cool talking to you again. Always enjoy our conversation. Great book. Congratulations on that, and we'll see you here in Chicago.
Okay, I'm looking forward to going to that Macy's. I'm a big Macy's customer, so I might have to go early and shop.
Classic Marshall Field's store in Chicago. Iconic, yeah. Tiffany ceilings, walnut room.
Wow.
You'll love it all.
That's great. Thanks so much.